hatred, racism, homophobia, and misogyny are just some of the social dysfunctionalities that are talked about daily. We hear about it on television, it's preached from pulpits, it appears daily on print and social media, the Pope preaches about it, celebrities fight against it, our politicians legislate laws to punish it, and everyone opines about it. But the irony is that the fight against hatred has got so heated that it's causing new divisions. Have you noticed that it's some of the same groups taking up the cause against hatred that are leading people to hate? Have you noticed that in today's society, it's never okay to disparage anyone based on their skin color? That's unless you happen to be white. Have you noticed that it's not okay to disparage anyone based on their gender? That's unless you're a white male. There has to be a better way to deal with our social issues. There has to be a better way to deal with hatred. As we look at the Bible, we see that Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature, but also in favor with God and men. In other words, Luke tells us that as Jesus grew, he developed intellectually, physically, but socially also. And we can learn a lot from Jesus' social skills. Even though he was the holiest man to ever walk the earth, people who had nothing in common with him loved spending time with him. Even though Jesus did not sin or accept sin, he loved sinners, and sinners loved him. I give you three character traits of Jesus' social skills. One, Jesus had no favoritisms. Jesus accepted people just as they came. He didn't agree with them, and he did not condone their sins, but he loved them equally. For Jesus accepting a person did not equate to accepting their sins, but he knew that acceptance of a person is the first step in moving them towards repentance. Number two, Jesus was a relationship builder. Jesus understood that acceptance paved the way to relationships, and that relationship paved the way to influence. He understood that the stronger the relationship, the greater the influence. And third and not least, Jesus spoke the truth with grace. Acceptance leads to relationships, and relationships leads to influence. And Jesus uses influence to speak the truth, but he did it with grace. On one occasion, he was brought a woman caught in the act of adultery, a stonable offense at that time. And the man who brought her to Jesus wanted to see what Jesus was going to do. While the woman was standing before Jesus, he stooped down to the ground and said, "If anyone has not sinned, let them cast the first stone." By the time Jesus stood up, everyone was gone except the woman. And Jesus asked, "Where are those who condemn you?" "They are gone," she answered. And Jesus said, "Well, I don't condemn you. Go and sin no more."